How does the new histone structure differ from the currently accepted model? The answer is, not very much. To understand how the new structure was derived from the old, let's put them side by side and look at the N-termini, because everything else is about the same in both. The first thing to note is that in our proposed new structure, on the right, the 8 N-termini of the 8 subunits, while not particularly orderly looking in this view, nevertheless all appear to be about the same length. In the currently accepted structure on the left, however, the N-termini seem to vary considerably in length. That's because they do vary. In the currently accepted structure, every one of the N-termini was, to a greater or lesser extent, degraded by the processes of isolation and purification, in vitro reassembly, and crystallization. The longest-looking N-terminal strand in the crystal structure is the H3 strand, chain E, which is colored yellow. It really stands out, does it not? Let's compare the N-termini of H3E in the two models,